Hi. There's a situation in the hotel at the moment. Okay.
What's wrong?
Well, there's actually, I've been contacted by the AMWP, and they're saying that we have a ANX virus in the hotel. Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, ANX, actually, the previous guests that stay there, they were from Zimbabwe. And room wasn't sanitized clearly and fully.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's actually a parasitic infection, and we have actually PPAONW has given us some instructions for you to follow. I don't
Oh
know.
my goodness.
Well, sir, just stay calm, okay? We have instructions for you to follow. Everything is going to be fine. I am in the risk of having this too, and I had to do all these steps before calling the rooms, okay?
I don't know. It's an
Well,
anthrax virus.
no, not Amtrex. I said ANX.
ANX virus, he said.
Correct. ANX.
From a
It's a
Zimbabwe
parasite.
doctor stayed here.
Correct.
A
Correct.
parasitic
Zimbabwe.
in his room. All
Sir,
right,
are you there?
we're gonna get out of here.
No, you can't leave the hotel and you can't leave the room. Everybody's in shutdown. It's a quarantine.
Right.
Actually, the CCRTA and AW, it's on the premises and it's locked. Everything is locked. They're trying to get to every guest and stuff like that. Actually, do you have a bucket in the room? A nice bucket?
No, there's no bucket in the room. We have a trash can.
Correct. What CCINLW wants you to do is, do you have anything to drink in the room?
No, just water.
Okay, what they want you to do is drink a little bit of water, and you need to regurgitate that up because they want to test to see if there's some parasites inside of you, which probably there is. And ANX is pretty rare in the United States, so this can be fatal.
It's fatal.
It can be fatal, sir. It can be fatal.
So you want us to drink water and throw up?
Correct. No, it doesn't have to be everything, just a little bit. Just
Why
to
do you want
test
us to
if.
throw up?
Well, not me. Actually, the CCNAW wants you to do that. They
And then
want
what
that.
and what happens if I throw up? What do I look for? A worm or
No,
something?
they are gonna go look for that. You need to bring it that down to the front desk. Actually, there's been 12 guests that have been down here already. Now we're calling the other batch, okay, of rooms.
Okay, bye.
No! You can't, sir, you can't hang up the phone.
What do you mean
You
I
need
can't
to
hang
fall.
up the phone? I need to go drink water.
You need to do the steps. You need to do the steps I'm telling you, okay? First of all is drink a little bit of water and just try to, you don't have to throw up everything, you know? Just a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
This is ANX. It can be fatal if you don't do the steps.
I have to drink water.
Yeah, just a little bit of water.
I think this guy's fucking with me, actually. Talk to this guy for a second.
Oppenheimer,
Hello?
sir, I'm not, this is not a joke.
So are you coming over here?
CCANAW is here. And they are treating this as a quarantine. Right now we're under a yellow flag, which means you can't get out. You need to follow the steps they give you because you might have contracted ANX. Okay?
Holy shit.
Doctor,
When are they coming here?
CCAW is already here. They want you to do this step and bring that down. You actually see them down here when you do that. And they'll check you out.
Want me
And
to do what? Throw
when
what?
you do that, you need to drink a little bit of water, just a quarter of a glass, and try
Okay.
to regurgitate that in
Okay.
the ice bucket. Or do you have an ice bucket?
No, I don't know.
Okay, just in the glass. Do it in the
Hold on, let
glass.
me do that now.
Okay, and don't hang up though.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. She's gonna die. I have interest in my life. We got a fire.
This is not a laughing matter. You fucking teenagers.
I think we need to leave. We might be okay.
You can't leave. You can't leave teenagers. They left.
Hello?
You can't leave, sir. You can't leave. You don't understand.
I know. He's throwing up right now.
Okay. Do it closer to the phone.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. Dr. Oppenheimer is calling other rooms because they're actually patients that are far worse than you. They're actually feeling symptoms.
And what are the symptoms?
Dizziness, lightheaded, nausea.
Do I need to, like, is it, you get it from breathing in or from touching something?
You get it from touching stuff because they're worms.
What?
The little worms, and they
little
get into
worms.
And they get
and
into
they get
your
skin,
an intestine. Correct. You need to throw up, sir. And you too. Do it while he's doing that. Do it right now.
I need to talk to a doctor.
Dr. Oppenheimer is busy right now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to need to talk to a doctor before I do anything. Yeah. If you're not a doctor and you're just like the bellboy, I'm not going to throw up, dude.
Hello, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff Anderson. Okay, sir, now has this...
Are you kidding me?
Sir? Excuse me?
Are you kidding me? Is this a joke?
No, sir, this is not a joke. This is absolutely serious.
This
is a huge PR situation as well. It's very bad
for
the Motel 6 because this location may actually be shut down.
Oh,
after
my
this incident.
Gosh.
Okay, now don't you worry. Right
we're
now,
flipping out.
No, hold on. Right now you're in the incubation period, okay? So you're going to be – so right now you still have some time, okay? But once the incubation period expires, you're going to begin to experience some of the symptoms such as dizziness, headaches, diarrhea, loss of muscle control to parts of your face. Now, we're trying to prevent that from happening. That's why we're trying to get you to induce vomiting. I believe that's already been explained to you.
You want me to induce vomiting?
Yes, we have to. Now, how many people are in the room right now?
Two.
Okay, two people. Now, has anyone induced vomiting so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one or who?
Nick.
Okay, Nick. And your name is?
Nick, come talk to this doctor. I'm Zach.
No, hold on. No, I need to talk to you.
I'm Zach.
Okay, Zach. Okay, so Nick, now how much would you say he's vomited?
How much did you vomit?
Zach, barely any. Nothing.
Okay, barely anything.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Because what he has to do is just drink a glass of water, and mm-hmm. then he has to take two fingers and put it down his throat.
How long does it take to die?
You could die within 24 hours.
Okay, well, get me to a hospital now.
Okay, well, hold on.
How long does that take?
But if we can get you to induce vomiting or some other steps, that's why, like, vomiting is the best option, okay?
No, you have to come here now, or
okay.
I'm leaving.
Okay, hold on, sir. Okay, you need to, right now, you need to go get something to drink, and then you need to take your two fingers, put it down your throat,
okay?
And when
I'm
you
doing that now, hold up.
Do that now and try to vomit.
Hello, doctor?
Okay, hello, sir. This is Dr.
Yeah.
Jeff Anderson.
Okay.
This is Nick.
Yeah, Nick is he threw up and he's getting his stuff together. We're getting all of our stuff together.
Okay, so Nick is the guy I just talked to.
Yeah.
And you are?
Zach.
Okay, all right. So now you already vomited.
No.
Oh, you tried to?
Mm-mm.
You tried to, though?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get anything? Did you eat anything today?
I had lunch earlier, but I haven't eaten any food in a long time.
Okay, all right. Now, what we're going to need for you to do, can you grab a cup?
A cup?
A cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't leave.
Yeah, listen, will you call this number for me in case of emergency?
Yeah, sure. Okay, go ahead. Okay, now what is this number?
7-1.
No, I'm saying what is this number?
You have to call her right now, right away.
Okay, your little sister? Okay.
You can't open the door. Close the door.
Hello?
Okay.
Close the door, you can't open it.
Yeah, close
the door.
Yeah, close the door. Okay, now, sir? Sir?
Yeah?
Okay, now, did you already try to vomit?
No.
Okay, you haven't tried to vomit yet?
I have a cup with water.
Go ahead and drink that down right now on the phone with us.
Okay.
Right here. Go ahead.
You sure it's not bad to drink water from this place?
No, sir.
Okay.
It'll be just fine.
All right, drink water.
Okay, great. Now you're going to take your two fingers right here on the phone, because right now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are, what's going on. Just right here on the phone, put your two fingers down your throat right now, as far as you can, and that should give you a vomiting sensation.
Listen, if the ambulance doesn't come now, I'm calling 911 and I'm walking outside.
No, they're already on their way. Don't you worry.
When are they going to be here?
They're going to be here soon.
When?
Are you the one that was just vomiting, or was that a different?
I was trying to.
Okay, but the one on the phone.
The worm is gone?
No, the one on the phone.
What? Was,
okay, all right. Now, so how much have you vomited so far?
Not really, just barely. I haven't really vomited much.
So you've tried and nothing came out?
Maybe a little bit. Why?
Okay, are you the one that gave me the number for your little sister?
Yeah. Does that mean I'm okay?
Okay, so your name is who?
Nick. Nicholas Pryor.
It's because you guys all sound the same. Okay. All right, now what's your little sister's name?
Carla Pryor.
Now, how old is Carla?
What?
How old is Carla?
You have to call her right now. She's like 18 or 19.
Okay, we're calling her right now.
Listen, I didn't even puke. Nothing came out. I'm fine. I tried to. Nothing came out.
Hold on. We're trying to call.
I tried to drink a little bit of cigarette butts out of, like,
Hold on. Hello? Carla?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Zach.
Carla, hi. My name is Jeff Banderson.
Hello?
I just want to let you know that me and Nick, or Nick is giving me a blowjob right now. He's gagging. He's gagging. Gag him. Oh, yeah, yeah, vomit all over my penis. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the best blowjob. Oh, Nick, baby. I don't know why you want your sister to hear this.
Bill, I can't puke.
What are you?
I can't puke.
Well, you know, okay, well, let me stick my dick down your throat some more. Carla?
Yeah?
Carla, hey. Okay, Nick, just stay down there. Okay, yeah. Hi. I'm sorry you had to hear all... I'm sorry, I'm just... Nick. Oh, wow, Nick. Wow. Yeah, Nick and I, we are together. He's been keeping it a secret. You know, he doesn't want the family to know. And, you know, I guess just spontaneously, you know, he wanted to call you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know he was gay?
No. I don't care.
Okay. I mean, well,
judge.
I mean, he. Well, Nick, she doesn't care. She doesn't. All right. We'll just keep. Okay. Well, here right now he's on his knees. So, I mean, did you want to talk to him, or do you want to just talk to him later? I don't know why you want me to. Why did you want me to call her?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Okay. Well, right now he's a little busy at the moment. Did you hear him earlier?
What was I supposed to be listening for?
Hello.
I don't know, the gagging? The vomiting? Hey, were you, I'm sorry, did I catch you in the middle of watching, like, Cool Runnings or something? Were you just, you know, are you... You know, I don't know what's going on. You know, I can't imagine if there was like an emergency situation and I was your brother and I was dying and you're just so nonchalant about the whole thing. You're just like, oh, that's cool. I'm kind of glad you're dying because now that's one less person.
Wait, no, what's
Daddy's
going
will.
On?
Well, no.
What's going on?
No, it's okay. You're a dumb whore. It's all right. We're all set here. I mean, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
And thank you for calling yourself.
Tallahassee North. If you know the room
she was so boring, open, dude.
Please enter it at any time.
She was so boring. She was so dumb. I mean, if she didn't react to all that, there's nothing left to do with her.
Is this the same room? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Yes. This is 108. I'm from the front desk.
Yes?
Hey.
Yes?
Did you follow the steps?
I threw up.
Okay, you talked to Oppenheimer, correct? He's busy in another room. I'm going to take over for the moment. I'm a registered nurse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you Zach or Nick?
Zach.
Zach. Okay. You're in imminent danger. How much did you throw up?
Just like the water I drank.
Just like the where did you collect it at all? Where's the vomit at?
I didn't really get it into the cup or anything.
Okay, sir, there's one more method. This is the less alternative. Do you have a pillow sheet?
There's the pillow stuff in here.
Yeah, you have a pillow sheet. We are going to have to get a little bit of your stool sample. Just a little bit, like a tiny bit. So I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. That's the only option we can check for ANX.
And then you want me to bring the poop up to the front desk?
Correct. It's just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a whole stool, you know, like a nugget.
Uh-huh. Like a nugget?
Correct, a nugget. It doesn't have to be a whole, you know, stool. Just a little bit, like a little piece. We need to test for the ANX. Where's Zach at? Did he leave?
No.
Okay, can you grab a pillow sheet and do that? We need that immediately. We need the... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello? We need that. We need that immediately. Grab a pillow sheet right now and do that.
Hold on a second. Does Nick need a poop on the sheet too?
Just you at the moment. This is not a laughing matter. Oh my God. I can't believe you guys. You are hampering our efforts to help you.
You want me to really poop on the...
I don't want you to poop. I don't want you to poop. It's just a little nugget that falls.
A nugget.
Oh my God.
Thank you for smoking my nuggets, dude.
You're smoking my nuggets? You little gay rabbit?
Yeah,
you little gay rabbit with your blaze nigga, and you're pooping the classic carfe, and you low bastion, and you gay rabbit, and you're a faggot.
A faggot?
Hey,
yeah, you're a faggot.
Is this Nick or Zach?
This
damn
is
it.
Nick, Zach. Yeah,
hey,
this
hey,
is Zach.
Which one has this Carla's brother?
Right, yeah, I think she, y'all had texted her.
Yeah, okay, but which one, so you're not Carla's brother?
No, that's the other dude.
Okay, the
other one.
Yeah, man, she thinks he's gay now.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoops.
Well, that was excellent, dude. Like, I was about to, like, run outside, and, like, I was tying the sheet to my, like, the towel to my face and everything. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to get it on me.
Wow, dude. No, actually, you seem pretty late. You seem pretty cool about it, I mean...
Yeah, no, it was great. I had a lot of fun.
I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. Wow. I mean, most people are pissed and they hang up.
Oh, yeah, no, it's it. No big deal.
Okay,
it's all fun and games.
This is our second time calling you. Now, when you answered the phone like 2-3 minutes ago, did you know that it was a prank?
No.
So you're now figuring it out now in the last like.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was
the nugget. The nugget.
Right, sure. The nugget is what gave it away. And then I was like, dude, they don't call it nuggets. And then I was like, because I was like hiding all my pot and like we were trying to clean up all the beer and shit and so we could get out of here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, actually, when they were getting, you know, when he was trying to, you guys kept saying, I want to talk to the doctor. I want to talk to the doctor, right?
Uh-huh.
I was actually, and you know, the other guy on the line with me, he's trying to get me to come on, but I'm busy hitting the pipe. So I'm busy too, but wow. Hey, man, how old are you guys?
How old are you, Nick? He's like 23, and I'm 30.
Oh, really? Oh, what, do you guys work together? Why are you guys in a motel room together?
Yeah. Actually, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
What, man? What the hell? Yeah. No way. Me too, bro. Me too. Yeah, I love that game. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
I think that we're...
we're trying to, you know, we're in the middle of playing the Dungeons and Dragons. We work together at a Christmas tree stand.
Oh, really?
And you get high. Tomorrow you go to work high.
Yeah.
You guys must be stoned all day.
Yeah, on the regular.
Okay. Hey, you guys got a laptop or anything or a computer?
Not with us, no. But we can get on one.
Oh, really? I mean, so you guys, why are you in a motel, though? Is this like out-of-town work or something?
Yeah, sure. I travel for this work.
Oh, does it pay good, or is it like just a job?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, shit. Well, if you want to write it down, you just look up.
Down.
Just, you got to go to youtube.com/...
YouTube? What are we looking for?
YouTube.com/ prank.
Slash prank.
Yeah, and then university together. So the word prank and
prank,
university.
University.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like an online chat room.
Uh-huh.
And there's 170 people in there right now, and they're all listening to you. So it's not like we're just doing this for ourselves. Like,
oh, good. We're on the internet.
Yeah, you're live streaming on the internet.
We're live
right
on
now.
The internet. This is excellent.
Yeah.
this went well.
Well, hey, no, here's the weird thing is that your friend over there, he gave me the number to his sister, and then I three-wayed the sister into the call.
Right.
And then when she answered, he's like gagging.
Right, throwing up on the phone.
As he's gagging, I'm saying, oh yeah, take my dick. Oh yeah, blah, blah, you know, making it like he's sucking my dick. And I'm telling her, oh yeah, you know, he's here with me and we're lovers and we're gay. And she's listening to this whole thing. So now she thinks he's a homo. And he comes back to the phone. He comes back to the phone. And he's like, yeah, I can't get any more vomit. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to stick my dick down your throat. And then he hung up. So when he hung up, I mean, are you sure he didn't tell you then it was a prank? I mean, he didn't say anything to you about the weird comment I made to him?
No, because he ran outside, and then when the phone rang, I had picked it up again.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. So he never got a chance to tell you what he heard.
Yeah, I didn't really know. And he had come back inside when I was talking about, like, Nick, and I was like, if you wanted me to have Nick rub, poop on the sheet, too. I was like, he wanted a stool sample from me, and I was like, what? And then he called it like a nugget, just like a little nugget, and I was like, wait a minute. He wants me to poop just a tiny nugget into a stool and take it up to the front desk. Wait a minute. I'm sure they would love that.
Oh, okay, I want to know one more thing here. I'm pretty sure at one point your buddy vomited like right there in the main room, like on the carpet or whatever.
Yeah, all over the place.
He did, didn't he? Like, as he was on the phone, he just vomited, like, right there.
Okay, so, Nick, let me ask you a question. So, what did you think when I first called you and said there was ANX?
Well, first I didn't believe you, and I wanted to talk to the doctor, but then, like, I was like, holy shit, like, and then I, like, looked outside, and it was, like, real quiet, and I, like, I called for somebody, and nobody answered. Of course, Motel 6, no one could come out, you know, like,
Yeah.
Hey, so you know, because what we were going to get you to do is we were going to get you to piss in a cup and then drink it. And then we were going to get you to eat your own shit as well.
Yeah, I don't think that would have worked. Maybe you should, I don't think they can do that. Nick was worried about his, like, name being on the internet, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. No, actually, we muted their number.
Yeah, good. He muted the number.
Maybe the name got through, but what the hell? I mean, it's just the name, so.
So it was muted.
Yeah, no, we always purposely mute, especially because I wanted to tell his sister, oh, yeah, we're lovers and this and that. And I don't want somebody call, like, who's listening in the room to call
the number. Call her too.
And it's, hey, you know, what about this, man? You know, we can call another room, and you can do the call, man. You could say, hi, this is Joey from the front desk. You know, we're showing here that you've gone over your pay-per-view limit for the night, and you've ordered, you know, at least four or five different, you know, movies. And then they're immediately going to be like, I didn't order no movies. What the hell are you talking about? And then you just fuck with them. And we'll call it different.
Like a,
we'll call it different.
Sounds like not a, right. Sounds like a lot of fun, but it's not my gig.
Oh, come on. You sure,
thanks,
man?
Guys.
It's really appreciated at this point, though. All right. Well,
yeah,
what,
no,
what about,
that's okay.
What about if I come? What if I come up to? Because I'm actually the manager at the Motel 6. I'm in the back office, and I'm just kind of bored at work. You know, I got my front desk employee. You know,
yeah.
My little bitch. You know.
Yeah, there's no white people that work here.
Oh, I'm not white. I'm black.
Right.
I'm of African descent.
This guy's funny. You want to talk to him, Nick?
All right, man. Okay, well, you got that shit written down, right? Prank University?
Yeah, YouTube Prank
Yoo-hoo. University. He said YooHoo. Okay, man, as long as you can spell YouTube, all right?
All righty.
All right, YouTube.com. Yeah, Prank University. Go look it up. I'm sure you'll enjoy the material. And on every video, it tells you how to get to the chat room. So maybe
will we find our call, too?
I don't know, because, you know, certain things can't go on YouTube.
Right.
It's like people start crying and shit. We've done a lot of fucked up shit.
I'm sure.
But you have to be in the chat room to hear it.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you watch the YouTube videos, you'll love it so much.
I gotcha.
You're going to want to join the chat room, because in every one I'm showing it. It's like in there. You can see it in the video. So
excellent. We'll check you guys out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, check it out, man. And, you know, next time call the front desk.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
We'll check. All right, bye. Bye.
Fucking weirdo.